Welcome to Vermontitude. New episodes drop every Tuesday and can be found by going to Vermontitude.com, Reformer.com, Brattleboro.tv, and locally on Comcast Channel 1078. We come to you from our studios at the Innovation Box on Landmark Hill. I'm Peter Fish Case, and each week I cover the topics that are of concern to Windham County and the towns that reside within its borders. Today we're talking voting, and we're doing that with the Dummerston Town Clerk, Lori Frechette, and Brattleboro Town Clerk, Hillary Francis. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Let's do this. Let's get right into it. Mail-in ballots. When do they go out in Dummerston? And is it kind of more of a universal thing?
In Dummerston, they will be mailed out starting next Tuesday, the 13th. The statutory deadline is the 14th, and we're expecting ours either at the end of this week or early next week.
Okay. All right. Hillary.
Yeah, in Brattleboro, around the same time frame, maybe a day or two later, we're expecting our ballots to arrive February 13th. So they'll go out likely the 14th, which is the statutory requirement.
Okay, there's that word statutory twice, so early in the program. Let's do this. Now, on the mail-in ballots, have we seen, since mail-in ballots have become kind of more of a normal thing, have we seen the percentage of voting going up, or is it pretty much kind of leveled out? Or, I mean, what's your sense of that?
In Brattleboro, I don't know that we've seen a huge increase with mail-in ballots. I'd say that the number of people voting absentee has mm-hmm. increased, but it doesn't. I don't believe that it's brought out an additional number of voters when you look at the total number.
Okay. All right. And
in Dummerston, it has increased significantly.
Oh, good.
2 years ago, it nearly doubled for town meeting.
Oh.
Last year, it decreased a bit, but we don't mail to everyone. It's by request only.
Okay. And Brattleboro is?
Brattleboro is also by request only.
Okay.
So the only election that ballots are mailed to all active registered voters
yeah.
is the November general, and the state mails those.
Oh, okay. All right. So then, and so this is just for local elections like this, which would be the one kind of coming up.
Right. So in March, we're going to have the local town meeting ballot.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have the unified school district school board ballot, and then the Democratic and Republican presidential primary ballots.
Okay. All right. So a busy day.
Yes.
It is a busy day. Is there a deadline for registering to vote in Windham County, in Brattleboro, and Dummerston?
There is no deadline to register. In fact, Vermont has same-day voter registration, so you can even register at the polls, though we do encourage people to register in advance if possible, just to save them a few minutes at the polls.
Okay, and probably a few minutes off the town clerk's life.
Sure, but we're happy to register any voters at the polls right. who wish to come
All
in
right.
and register.
And so that's Brattleboro. So that's Vermont.
Correct.
And so that mm-hmm. would apply towards Dummerston
yes,
as well.
Yes, it does.
All right, great. Let's get into the youth voting, if we can, for a moment. This is a new thing. This is the first year
yes.
That Brattleboro has had the youth vote. That's a lot. Dummerston does not have the youth vote.
No.
So walk us through what that looks like this year.
Right. So like we just discussed, there are three different elections happening.
Right.
It is exciting and complicated in that each election has a different criteria for who can vote. So for town meeting day, 16-year-olds and over can vote. For a presidential primary, this is statewide,
yeah.
anybody who will be 18 by the November 5th general election can vote. For the school district, because it's a unified district,
right.
They have to be 18 years old or older to vote. So what it will look like is anybody in Brattleboro, anybody who is under the age of 18 will not appear on the checklist at the tables. They will go to our town clerk's table and talk to one of the people at that table and get, it's almost like a permission slip.
Right.
Indicating right. which ballots they're eligible to vote in. And then they'll bring that to the check-in table, get checked in, and then they'll be given the appropriate ballots at that point.
Okay. So they also can register the same day.
Exactly. And they do that at the town clerk's table as well.
All right. So that all happens. And Lori, you don't have to deal with anything like that, do you?
The only thing that we need to deal with is if they are 17 years old and will turn 18 before November 5th, then they're allowed to vote in the presidential primary.
All right. And just out of curiosity, and you may not know this number off the top of your head, I'm just literally kind of throwing it in there. How often does that happen where a 17-year-old, because that seems to be the common thread, that seems to be this thing that's always in place. Do you get a lot of 17-year-olds who kind of come up and take an interest?
We haven't gotten a ton. I'd say right now there are, at least as of late last week, there were six registered 17-year-olds who will be 18 by the general election.
Okay.
One registered 16-year-old and one 16-year-old who came in to take a voter registration form home.
Okay.
So those are our numbers in Brattleboro currently.
All right. And Lori?
I believe we have three.
Okay.
17-year-olds registered.
I mean, you know, given our populations, I feel that's sort of promising.
Yeah.
I mean, I like for our kids to take a little bit of, you know, a little bit of civic interest. So that is kind of promising. Here, one of the funniest things that I was looking on the Vermont State, you know, how to register questions and things like that. And one of them was, you know, how do I go take my voter's oath? And, you know, so it starts out super serious where it says, you know, find a justice of the peace, a notary. You can do this, a town official. You can do this, you can do this. And as you go down the line, it's just like, yeah, just hop online and say, I swear. I mean, it's so. Mm-hmm. Has it always been that way? I feel like it hasn't been.
Yeah. No. I don't remember when it changed. Certainly before I started 7 years ago.
Yeah.
That it's a self-administered oath.
Right. I can remember years ago, one of the radio promotions I did was I went and I became a notary. Just so I could register people to vote, because that was one of the things, you know, like somebody who was trusted, who could have a check clear for $24.95, whatever it was, can now register you to vote. But I think this all kind of a way to get make it easier for people to be like civically responsible?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
Yeah. All right. How many people have you known? When's the last time you administered a voter's oath, Lori?
Oh, probably last year to one person.
Okay. So people are just kind of, yep, I did it online, and here we go. All right. Where is your voting?
At the Dummerston School.
Okay. So is it like 7 to 7?
It is 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Oh, you guys are sleeping in.
We are.
All right. Good for you. And ours, of course, is?
The American Legion, which is 32 Linden Street. All three districts vote in the same location.
All right.
And it's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And the best place to find the information if you don't live in Brattleboro or Dummerston is to go to, what's the state site that would have all the listings of where folks can go?
So the Secretary of State's,
they
should have it. And then I believe in each person's My Voter page, there should be information about their voting locations.
Yes.
And it's important because sometimes those locations do change. Although, you know, I mean, I know Brattleboro's has changed in it used to be in the municipal building. Then they switched over to the VFW is a much better place to do it. I think a little more easy in, easy out. And of course the school is a good place to do it as well.
Right. That was a big thing when I started was how can we find a consistent location so that the voters weren't constantly, where am I going this year? Where am I going that year?
Right.
And so we actually developed a memorandum of understanding with the American Legion that said for 10 years, they would commit to letting us use their hall for all regularly scheduled elections.
Okay. All right. And what year are we in now? Nine.
It expires the end of 28.
Oh, okay. All right. So
we
have a little time to negotiate. What else am I missing here about voting in Windham County? Have we covered it all?
I would say a couple of things.
Okay.
Number one, not just Windham County, but people should be aware that for the presidential primary, it's different than the August state primary in that they have to request and declare which party's ballot they wish to vote. And we only give them that ballot. And part of that was a compromise between the state and the parties so that people, the parties really wanted people to register with a particular party.
Right.
And the state said no. Right. They wanted people to be able to just register to vote. But the compromise that was for the presidential primaries, they had to declare and record which party's ballot they wanted. Otherwise, the presidential primaries would not be binding in the state of Vermont.
Oh.
So that's one important thing. The other thing is, even though we don't have ballots in hand yet, people can certainly start requesting their absentee ballots.
Okay.
And they can do that either through their My Voter page, which is mvp.vermont.gov, or they can call or email the town clerk.
Okay. And I don't imagine
it's the
that.
Same in Emerson,
the same. All right. So interesting, though. So we. The state of Vermont doesn't have to, you don't have to declare Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever it is, but you do have to request that specific ballot for the primary.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. All right. Let's just sort of recap again. So the ballots will start going out here in the next few weeks,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Both locations, you have to request a ballot?
Yes.
Correct. All right. And the easiest way to do that is just to reach out to either one of you ladies.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Or go through their My Voter page.
Or My Voter page. Okay. Mm-hmm. And to request your ballot. So if you are voting in Windham County and you have questions, the best place to reach out to is, of course, talk to your town clerk. We couldn't have them all in. So I just picked, we just picked two, my favorites. Just sort of. All right. So great. Good luck. I know that's a very long day for the both of you. And there's a lot of counting and a lot of organizing and a lot of hair pulling. So thank you for that good work that you're doing. It's very important work. I don't know if you've ever been around an election and the polling places, and just keep an eye on your town clerk, because they are moving and shaking that day. So thank you. thank you for doing all of that work. And thanks for jumping on Vermontitude and maybe clearing some stuff up for some people.
Absolutely. Thanks
Thank
for having
you.
Us.
Thank you.